The Fairbanks North Star Borough unveiled a new air quality community action program during a meeting in North Pole Thursday night. The program encourages residents to voluntarily refrain from burning wood on days when air quality is poor. KUAC's Emily Schwing has more.
The Fairbanks North Star Borough has reported a very unhealthy air quality index in North Pole for most of the week. That's why borough officials decided to unveil a new air quality community action program there. Borough air quality manager Dr. Jim Connor told an audience of roughly 20 people that residents need to take responsibility for the problem.
Blaming the inversions is like blaming gravity for being overweight.
Borough officials are asking area residents to voluntarily cut back on burning wood when air quality is poor. Wood burning accounts for more than half of the fine particulate matter that's contributing to a thick haze currently hanging over the region. Borough Chief of Staff Jeff Jacobson says beyond sub-zero temperatures this week, conditions are prime for dangerous levels of pollution.
What I would consider a perfect storm, we have the EPA guidelines that we have to meet by 2014, have the plan done. We have super high energy costs, which are placing a greater demand and stress on families to find cheaper ways to heat their homes and to pay their electric bill, which is, of course, increasing the use of wood and coal, which, if you're using inefficient stoves, adds to the air quality problems.
When residents sign up for the new borough-wide program, they'll receive a text message, phone call, or email on days when air quality is poor. The advisory asks residents to voluntarily turn to a heating source other than wood for at least 24 hours. Dr. Jim Connor estimates that if volunteers switch to heating oil, it will cost them roughly $10 a day.
And really the only way that we have to fix this problem is to reduce the emissions that we put out with our home heating. It's the only thing that we can do.
Connor says the borough would be well on its way to solving its air quality woes if at least 7,800 households sign up and respond to the alerts. In Fairbanks, I'm Emily Schwing.